Migrating birds continue to face a variety of threats, including communications towers, wind turbines, tall buildings, and loss of ground habitat. Longtime bird watcher Larry Michael says put together the hazards are significant.
The problem is that each one in itself might not represent the major reason why bird populations are going to decline generally. But when you add them all up, it has a significant impact to a lot of the species. Habitat destruction, whether it's for residential, industrial, or agricultural purposes, that all has an effect either in a place for the birds to nest or a place where they can rest and refuel.
Michael heads the bird club at the Horicon Marsh State Wildlife Area and National Wildlife Refuge in east central Wisconsin. He also runs a migratory bird festival at the marsh that continues through Monday. He says the hazards facing birds are discussed, but he also says Migratory Bird Day is a time to celebrate the roughly 300 bird species thought to pass through Wisconsin or nest here in the spring and summer. Weather permitting, a group of bird watchers at Horicon will gather in a circle just after midnight and begin a day-long count of bird species they can hear or see. Michael says there are about 30 species of birds that are active at night.
There's three or four species of rails. It's a small chicken-like or pheasant-like bird that spends almost its entire life in amongst the cattails. They really don't perch up and show themselves during daylight hours. Of course, species like sandhill cranes or Canada geese, they seem to be calling 24 hours a day.
Michael says on average about 85 species are identified during a 24-hour period. More than 100 species have been spotted over the years from the observation deck the bird club uses. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.